You know, Paul, you really always coordinate. Look at your cap, matches your shirt.
That's right.
And you got a little wristlet on that's black.
Yep.
So you're pretty coordinated.
What?
Yeah, I have to say they all dress really cute, too.
Yep.
I mean, they're cute and young, so they're definitely fashionistas in my book.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, it's, I don't want to say wrapping up summertime, but it went fast, but... You got some apparel in here.
Yes.
What's happening at Monica?
So here's what I think. Summer is going fast and furious like it usually is. But we've got to remember one thing.
What's that?
We always used to, everyone used to say, 4th of July, summer's over. It's not over until it's over.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, until it's
cold. And we're still going to have some beautiful weather. And people are still asking the same thing. What do I wear?
What do you wear?
What do you wear? So I say for this month of August, which is almost halfway through, put on your favorite summer outfit. Yeah, you might want to do fall colors if you have a fall, or you can wear your summer outfit, put a little jacket on there that has some fall colors in it. But you got to dress for the weather.
Yep.
I still believe in that. My mama always said that. You have to dress for the weather.
Yep. My wife and I were up at the North Shore, up on the Canadian
border. I know. I was following your trip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, one minute you're wearing summer clothes, the next minute you got a coat on. The temperature change up there on the Lake Superior happens often.
Exactly.
Yep. So we're prepared.
You know, we're from Minnesota, so we have to dress in layers. Right?
All right. What do you got? What did you bring with you today?
I want you to take a picture of this, because these kind of clothes remind me of Maynard Meyer, too. Because he looks good in the browns and the caramels, and look what he's got on today, khakis.
Is he matching?
He's matching. So, these are the colors that, when I started my business, one room was black and one room was brown. A little bit more on the conservative side, because you want to think, oh, my God, I got to sell this stuff. Right?
Right. Should we do a smile?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, so I thought I'd bring a little bit of the fall into fashion. And yes, chocolate brown, finally, I'm going to be able to get in a pull-on flare pant that's going to be so darn cute. I kind of hinted to my one vendor, and I kept on saying, and I found out who the owner was, and I said, you have to come out with a dark brown, crayon brown pant. And they did.
Pants?
And they did.
Oh, they did.
It's just I didn't get it yet.
They listened
to
you. Your vendors.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
He thinks like you. He goes, you give me good little business. And I thought, yeah, little for you maybe, but huge for me.
Hey, so, you know what's standing out in front of you here is this bright green.
I knew. Okay.
And you got a blue purse with it. I love this color here.
Okay, you can take a picture of it, Paul.
Yeah, I love that color. It's like a Christmas green or whatever. Is there a name for it, Monica?
Yes, there is. So this is the color that I was going to suggest for people. You know, a lot of weddings are based in certain colors. But like when you go to a wedding, some people want to match it. And some people just want to go in something that looks good on them and maybe not too gaudy. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember something. We're still in summer.
Yeah.
And you want to embrace color.
Yep.
So the real name for this jacket is, drumroll, emerald.
Emerald. That's the color?
Emerald green.
Emerald green.
But look at how cheerful it is. And this would be a cheerful color on silver hair, white hair, brown hair, blonde hair.
Mm.
Any hair that's lighter, color looks extremely well on them.
So say that again. If
silver
you have
hair, white hair, light hair, like
yep.
blonde.
Yep.
Color looks extremely well
pop,
on.
Pops
yep.
on them.
Yep. Yep. You know, I'll wear something and they're like, oh, Monica, that looks great. Like people think I look so good in red
yep.
or orangey color. I don't wear it all the time. Yep. You know, I like black. But it's fun to embrace color. And this little three-quarter sleeve top underneath, and this is just a... here's what I would say. It's just a cute little outfit with a pop of turquoise, pop of color. And that's what you get at Monica's. You get accessories, you get an outfit, and I am going to start a Monica Nice club this fall.
Oh, a club?
Yep.
Just for women?
Well, it could be men, too. Okay. So the thing of it is, you know, I used to personal shop for people.
Yeah.
All I want to do is help people look their best.
Okay.
Okay? So if a man comes in and says, Monica, I need this for this event, and can you help me out? I'll go shopping for him.
Good.
You know?
All right.
So this, it would be cute with navy on the bottom. It'd be cute with white. You can put it with jeans. Don't worry about thinking, oh, my God, this is too dressy for jeans, because Paul Ramo happens to have a jean idea.
Yep.
See, he's always thinking.
Yep.
A pull-on jegging.
There you go.
Now,
jeans,
look how cute that is together.
It is. It's just the color scheme is just amazing.
Yes.
The green jacket with the blue top there.
It pops.
Then a blue handbag.
Yeah. I mean, it pops.
Yep.
Okay. Then this is the sea glass blue.
Now, we're getting ready for fall with this apparel
fall into
here.
Fashion. See, this looks good on all colors, too.
Yep. Oh, look at that color.
Yes, and this baby, I have limited sizes left, but this is the crop. I'm going to try to get more. This is the color for fall. You wouldn't believe it, but it is. Look at how good it goes.
Kind of off-white or off-brown
yep.
or light,
yep.
light brown.
So what they call it is ecru.
Ecru. That's a pair of jeans, right? Or
it's
pants.
An open-hem crop.
Crop.
And you could wear it with a booty. You could wear it with these cute little animal print shoes. And because of my fashionistas that watch Fashionista Fridays, we are live on Facebook.
Yep.
So you can watch this. And I try to take a few pictures and put them on Facebook of what I brought, too. I hate to be too organized. And then this little number is you step in these. This is something you travel in, Skechers, where you just step your foot in there.
Yep.
And as we get older, it's hard to put on shoes.
That's right.
You just step right into these.
That's what I have. I have a pair of Skechers.
And we're supposed to have support, yep. especially when I've been dealing yep. with my few issues.
Yeah, you got a little owie there.
A little owie.
Yeah.
But so how cute this is with the ecru. And then look at how cute this is.
Pink. Pink animal print. Let's see.
This isn't just any old animal print. This has like your cream or ecru, a soft, dusty pink, and a chocolate brown. Pop of color underneath in hot pink. Oh, you know out there who you are that will this will look great on.
Love that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love hot pink.
Yes. And this cutie patootie. I have a couple left in these. Feel this, Paul Ramo, the softness.
Oh, yeah.
This is what my mom would call a dressy sweatshirt.
Yeah. You have the best handbags. You got a handbag over that.
Yes.
That is just amazing.
And this
with
is...
like a guitar strap.
Yes, the dove gray. I know that bug likes this, but we're sweet, I guess. This is dove gray, perfect for travel, the zipper compartments. And what I love about this is when I can travel again someday, you can put your credit cards and different things right in the end of the purse so you don't have to have so much in there. You know, I mean, lighter on the shoulder is better if we want to have a good shoulder.
Okay, yeah.
So, and I have a medium and large sweatshirt today left in this one. This is just too cute.
I love the statement, Julie, the necklace
yes.
there. That is awesome.
I had to do the cross necklace because that's so fitting.
Yep.
Thank you. That is so cute. And then, as I'm having a hot flash, this cream-colored car coat. Oh, with the necklace that flew off.
You brought a coat with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't hurt yourself.
Stay, so here's the
stay
scoop
in the chair.
Yeah, stay in the chair. Woo! So here's the scoop on this. I brought a lightweight jacket, but I brought it in cream, you know, because you think, cooler nights, you could throw this on. This, I'm calling the Carol top.
Why is that?
Because there's a lady out in this area that loves this print.
Okay.
So I call it the Carol top.
Oh, that's neat.
And it's so cute.
Name it after your clients.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Name some clothing after your clients.
Yes. Yes. And we'll talk more about the Monicanizing Club. And that's going to be where when somebody walks in, if they want, I like suggest to write out their sizes and stuff. It makes it much easier if their husband or boyfriend or son wants to get them an actual outfit. We can Monicanize an outfit if we know their sizes.
Yep.
And yeah, I do know people's sizes, but not everybody. And then this. This, somebody needs to walk in the door today and buy it, because I only have one.
You have a, it's a vest?
Yep, with a hood.
Oh, the vest has a hood on it.
Zips off.
Okay.
With the striped little sweater. And this color is called Fossil.
Fossil?
Fossil.
Okay, like a brown?
Yeah, but fossil to me seems like it would be gray, but I'm not going to contemplate the colors, but okay. This is just too cute.
It is, very cute.
And that, see, these all go back with that light color pant, because that is on cue. And then also,
don't hurt yourself.
No.
Okay. Be safe.
Yes. Oh. Caramel.
Oh, I love that. Is that a jean jacket, caramel?
Yep, and stretch. Feel that.
Oh, man.
It stretches.
It's amazing how light clothes are nowadays.
Oh, and it's so comfy. It's cute. It's fitted. It's got all of the pluses. And I think
What's the slogan again? Comfy, cute?
Cozy.
Cozy.
Yes.
That looks good.
It's
I love
just
it.
So cute. I love it.
Yep.
Right. And then I want to talk to you about these printed shoes. How cute with all these clothing.
Yep.
And cute Ecru shoes. Monica has shoes. Monica has everything. If I don't have it, I'll order it. And guess what else?
What?
I still have some Jess and Jane tops and the little short sleeve left available, 3/4 sleeve. I have 3 boxes of Freight in my store for fall.
Oh.
And I'm letting it sit there right now. But if a fashionista texts me and says, hey, did you get that fall stuff out yet? I'll be on it. But right now, I'm sizing things.
Okay.
With sizers.
Oh, that's the way you're laying out the store, by sizes.
For one-of-a-kind things that are left, I'm sizing it.
All right, good. When are you open?
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And guess what else, Paul Ramo?
What?
What's going on September 9th through the 12th?
Oh, it's an anniversary.
Oh, yes! My 19-year anniversary.
19. And the next year's 20, if my math is right.
My goal was to see if I could do a store for 20 years.
You're going to get there.
I'm hoping, God willing, I get there. Yep. And then after I get there, because of the last month, everybody is thanking me for being here and hoping that I still stay on. God willing, I still be here.
All right. Got to run, Monica.
I got to run.
Thanks.
Shop small and enjoy your weekend. And guess what?
Got to go.
Bye. I got to go.